A couple days since we last connected, so during that time we were able to acquire a trade for Andy Levitre, and so good addition, like the group we have, and then to add, you know, more players to that group was something Thomas and I are looking forward to doing, so great to have him here, and then how quickly we can get him assimilated, you know, that'll be what takes place this week. Fortunately, a day later, you know, as he goes to the game, so all that helps. I had to make a roster move with John Asamoah to put him the IR. Certainly respect John and all the stuff that he's done. So he had a hip injury that flared up, and he won't be able to make it with us. So that took place. Tough moves as regards to the roster, and that's always tough. Lots of respect and regard for all the players changing, coming, and that happens at this time of year. Every chance we get to go battle, to compete, we're going to look to do that. And I've said that all along. And then the last thing before we open the questions, I'm really looking forward to our team and our fans connecting and how loud, you know, we will be. And I can't wait to see that energy take place. Hoping the fans help ignite us, and the dome will be rocking. So with that, I'll open it up with some questions and get started.
Yeah, Coach, the team's announcing that Coleman's starting at running back. Is that accurate? And what was it?
As we're starting into the week, that's where we'll start off. Okay. And we're still working through some of the things. But, yeah, we'll just, you know, pass along some depth later on today, I believe. But, yeah, that's how we'll start it off.
A lot of new moving pieces on the offensive line. Do you have enough time to get everybody in sync for your opener?
Absolutely. And like I said, it's a group that we like, so we had the opportunity to add some guys to that group. And, but yeah, that's what we'll look, you know, forward to doing over the next 3 days, that connection, that chemistry that takes place. But, yeah, we'll be able to do that.
What about the center spot? I know that's the key because he lines everybody up.
Yeah, every time, right over. So we're working Mike and James in there right now together, and just like they have been in camp. And we'll start off with Mike inside.
What is it about Levitre that you think makes him fit in the system?
Well, I think it's just really the initial quickness off the ball. And at this guard position, the way that we try to feature those guys, that initial quickness both on the wide zone, and he's really strong, you know, in terms of protection. He can anchor and stay in. So both things really are a big factor for us.
And Bruce Reed being stuck on the 53-man roster, even though he went to surgery, went into that decision?
There was no other decision other than that. So he was always going to be on the 53.
Okay.
Yeah, Coach, you talked about the offensive line. It looks like it's still in flux a little bit. Jake Long is coming to work out on Wednesday. Can you talk about that and what you're looking for?
Yeah, really what we're looking for, we worked him out right at the start of training camp and to see, you know, the progress that he made during that time. So that's kind of where we're headed to right now, to see, you know, he's another month removed, you know, from his surgery. And so, like I said, every chance we're going to look to, you know, address in the competition, we will. So, yeah, looking forward to having him come down. Good.
Coach, with the line, just again right here with the beginning of the season, how quickly can you get some of these guys ready? Could Geno be ready?
Well, we're going to work as fast as we can, and we'll put a lot on them, you know, in a short time. And the good news is for the guys that have been here already over the weekend, Andy came in and spent the time here over the weekend getting ready. So he was probably the furthest along of the new guys. And then Bryce also, same thing yesterday, just spent all the time with the coaches. And then today was our first day. We treated today right back to fundamentals. So we focused as much as we could about us on today's practice. And then we'll get into the game plan and stuff as it begins on Thursday, which is like a Wednesday for us this week due to the game on Monday.
When does Geno get in?
Should be here now or in today, on a flight in today.
Any doubts about Roddy, you know, get to see him back on the field? Yeah. Like that, what do you see?
Yeah, knowing the competitor he is, no doubts. And he had a good, you know, saw him run yesterday and, you know, he was on the jugs and catch about 150 balls. So, you know, typical Roddy chomping at the bit to get going. He looked great today.
What about the running back spot? What put Tev up there?
Well, just I thought, you know, his final push over the last couple weeks. So we've had, you know, to hold those guys for a number of times here just due to their injury. So it's great to have them both back. Both of them feel great, and we're going to need them both. So it'll be a real factor going the whole way through.
Dan, I know you expected roster to be sort of a fluid situation early on. You guys did this in Seattle too. But when you're talking about the offensive line, does it seem a little disconcerting to be shuffling starters and claiming guys off waivers the week of the opening game?
Yeah, I think, you know, I anticipate that going in every chance we get, you know, to address things, to get our connection exactly just right. We're going to go for that in every way. So is it uncomfortable at times? Yeah. But at the end of it, it's the right thing to do, to keep challenging, to see how good we can get.
What can you do to sort of overcome that? I mean, your interior of the line is going to be completely new.
It's really the communication, you know, and a number of the guys have been here, so that part's been good. But for the new guys and getting Andy up to speed, the communication, you know, from Jake over to Mike, or, you know, and how do we go through that? That communication's huge as it gets, especially during the early part of the year.
Does the pressure on your quarterback get ratcheted up even more?
I don't think so, only because he's just such that kind of competitor. So I don't think, you know, this game's different than that game. So, you know, he's one of those guys who just absolutely goes for it. And so, no, I wouldn't say that's necessarily this week to a next week or to a following week.
How tough was the decision with Joe Hawley, and when did you know that maybe he just wasn't there?
Yeah, all of the decisions were tough, you know, in terms of, you know, when you have to make those moves, because we get so connected to these guys. And so that's the part that, you know, is always, you know, not frustrating, but difficult, because you have such respect and regard for guys who put so much into it. So, yeah, all of them were tough.
Renfrey, coach, going in with a backup quarterback who hasn't played in the game, how what led to that decision? Was it clear that he was your guy?
I think just it was, and it was just as you went through the offseason, led it was, you know, through a great offseason and into training camp and into the preseason. So just that will to keep battling, keep going for it, and I thought he really improved. So that's really, you know, where the decision came down from.
Did Pearson win the center battle, or Pearson, I'm sorry?
Yeah, Mike, as he's going in, he'll start it off for us.
When did Austin Lamar get hurt?
You know what? That's a good question in terms of, I know he's been battling with a hip injury, and then when they took a final picture at it, they said that's, you know, not doing well. So I don't think there was a clear-cut time to say this is when something happened to set you back.
You guys chose not to make an injury settlement with him. You just stuck him on IR, is it?
Yeah, I thought at this point for him that's where it's going to end up.
Anything else, guys?
Antoine Smith.
Sure, come on. Bring him on.
Go ahead.
I mean,
do you plan any other moves at running back?
No.
You said all the decisions were tough. Antoine Smith was a guy that brought a lot of explosion to this team.
Yes.
And we know he was injured and stuff like that. Did you think about wanting to wait it out to see, you know, if he would get back?
Yeah, Thomas and I went through all the scenarios together. And Tone's a guy we totally love. And just like you said, the explosiveness and the speed and such a factor on teams as well and all the units that he plays on. So, yeah, it was definitely a tough one for us.
You anticipate more moves?
Not necessarily. As it goes through, you know, the roster's never set, you know, at the start of it, at the season. And so I think that's kind of what we alluded to at the start of it. There's, you know, moving parts as it goes. But now as we get to settle in, I think we'll really define some roles as well on the roster.
So the early part of the week of the game, you're now settled in?
Yes. Well, I think it was expected coming in, knowing that there'd be some movement. And then now that we're here, I think we'll really settle in.
Did you anticipate, though, never mind when you came here, even when you went into training camp, that you guys would be doing this the week before the game?
I think I'm not surprised, you know, that we would have some opportunities to move. Both Thomas and I, just, you know, every chance we get, we wanted to keep looking, to keep battling. Is there ways to get better? And so that's what we thought we did.
Opportunities, great buzzword. Positive.
Well, that's how I think. I'm usually a pretty glass half full guy, so that's how I choose to live.
How did Roddy look out here with his elbow coming back?
Yeah, Led, I thought he was off to a great start. And no setbacks at all in terms of the way he caught, the way he moved. So I thought he was off to a great start.
And Tammy's back. He left the game.
Yep.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he is. So in that standpoint, it was great to have so many guys back out here working. And, yeah, he really looked good.
Are you concerned at all about just two tight ends? I mean, is that enough for you right now?
Yes.
Or is that something maybe down the road you revisit?
Yeah, we'll always revisit things. But as we're going through it for right now, yeah, definitely the way we want to go.
Because there's been so much roster flux and sure. moving parts. Does it feel like game week? I mean, it's here.
Awesome to have game week here. And so to get connected with these guys, and now we're starting to get into our roles as it gets into the season, we're really excited to have it here. It's great challenges ahead, but one we can't wait to get started on.
What are some of the responsibilities that Matt, Eric, and Paul will have as captains on the team?
Well, number one, it was awesome because these guys were elected by their peers. So that type of respect and regard, you know, like, they represent us, both on offense, defense, and special teams. So I think it's that sign of respect, all right? When we have something, these are the ones that represent us. So I couldn't have been more thrilled to have those guys as captains. No surprise on any of them.
Coach, quick thoughts on the Eagles?
Yeah, let's get back to some ball.
Yeah.
All right. Some of the things, you know, just a lot of respect in terms of for the way they do, the way they run their system. You know, they play fast, you know, paced offensively. Fortunately, we do defensively as well. So great matchup in that standpoint. Front seven, really talented in terms of the way they attack and the way they approach. And that, you know, certainly showed from the times they hit the QB last year. Aggressive style, 3-4, the multiple looks. So they provide all sorts of challenges. And then, you know, I think the non-scoring offensive touchdowns, it was punt returns and kickoff returns. So, full complement of stuff. It'll be a great matchup for us and one we're really looking forward to.
You think Sam really runs that offense well, and that's kind of fits his style too, just to be an up-tempo runner?
I certainly thought so, and you know, I've had the opportunity to coach against him, you know, from when we were in the same division, and so much respect for him, the accuracy that he has. So, yeah, we got our hands full with him, not only just as a thrower, but in terms of running a fast-paced offense as well.
Coach Bryce Harris, you know, what did y'all see in selecting him? I remember him here, but
sure. I think with Bryce, number one that started off was the versatility. Here's a guy who can play right offensive tackle, left offensive tackle. He's been an extra tight end in some big situations. So it was the quickness off the ball that jumped out to us. You can feel his length and pass protection. And then I think third would be the versatility.
You only have 16 games. There's only 16, so they're important. But is there something extra about the Monday night aspect?
Not necessarily. All the games that we play, we treat each game as a championship game off. And so that way we don't place, you know, one opponent over another or one game over another. It allows us to play really at our best every week. So, we focus. This is the one that's at hand this week, and we can't wait to be a part of it.
And, Coach, you know, you talked about competition and guys all having a shot. And you had a couple undrafted guys and Ward and Therese and what did they do to impress you guys to make the initial 53?
Yeah, I think let's start offensively first with Ward. I think the combination as a protector and as a runner, and the details that he went for on special teams to really go for it, it just jumped out to us right away. All the way back from when he came here, you know, as a rookie in the OTAs, like coming off the field, man, this guy's got the details down, and he just kept going in that approach. And then defensively, we saw the big jump when it got to training camp for Cadillac, and he was the one that totally made the jump at free safety. Is he a corner? Is he a nickel? Is he a safety? So remember during that time, we kind of talk about how can we feature a guy best. It became really clear that he's best featured at free safety. So that's when we made the move to permanently put him there, and then from there, he took it.